Om Shanti, good morning. Tomorrow is Thursday, and it's a special day for two reasons. One, of course, it's Baba's day. And secondly, it's a day that we're doing a travel survey of everyone who comes to Global Corporation House and Diamond House. And you will remember that Ratanbhai has shared with us from time to time that the basis on which we were able to receive planning permission for building Diamond House was that we would encourage people to come by public transport to the house so that the number of cars would be reduced. And an independent survey was done a while ago. Another one will be done. And we also want to do our own survey to present to the council. And so this survey will take place tomorrow. It's not a very complicated thing. It won't take much time. But all that will be required of you is to collect a form at reception. There'll be forms at reception. There'll also be forms at the back of the auditorium and in the seminar room. And please, could you complete that form, which just asks you questions about how you came to the house. Now, if you're coming only in the morning, you can complete that form and give it back there and then. Otherwise, if you look at Brian, make sure I'm saying the right thing. If you're coming several times during the day, better they keep the form, right? And fill it in at the end of the day. Oh, that's a separate form. Okay, one form is if you're only coming in the morning, and so you fill it in and leave it there. If you're coming back again to the house, whether for classes or business or anything, or work, karma yoga, then you complete another type of form which lists several visits to the house. So each time you need to fill in how you came, whether by public transport, by foot, by car, etc. And so it won't take long to fill in the form. And if you need help, there'll be people around to guide you in completing the form. Is that okay, Brian? Okay. So please do this. If you're rushing off, take the form with you and you can bring it in the next morning. But really would request everybody's cooperation in this to complete the travel survey. It'll be extremely helpful. Thank you. Om Shanti.
कदम कदम पर मदद तुम्हारी ये एहसास दिलाती है कदम कदम पर मदद तुम्हारी ये एहसास दिलाती है सोचो तुमको कौन मिला है सोचो तुमको कौन मिला है कौन तुम्हारा साथी है कदम कदम पर मदद तुम्हारी ये एहसास दिलाती है अनहद नाद सुनाते हो, एक किरण अनदेखी आती, एक किरण अनदेखी आती, राह दिखा कर जाती है, भरते हुए ना किसी ने देखा पर झोली भर जाती है, कदम कदम पर मदद तुम्हारी ये एहसास दिलाती है। तुम मेरे हो, सौ बार तुम्हारा प्यार मिला, एक कदम चले तेरी राहों में तो जन्म जन्म का साथ मिला, ऐसी करुणा ऐसी ममता, ऐसी करुणा ऐसी ममता तेरी याद दिलाती है, प्यार में प्रभु के दिल खो जाता, आँख सजल हो जाती है, कदम कदम पर मदद तुम्हारी ये एहसास दिलाती है, सोचो तुमको कौन मिला है, सोचो तुमको कौन मिला है, कौन तुम्हारा साथी है, कदम कदम पर मदद तुम्हारी ये एहसास दिलाती है।
किशोर भाई क्यों जाते हो, बैठे रहो। हाँ अच्छा, ओम शांति। आधा भोजन छोड़ के चले जाते तो मुझे कुछ अच्छा नहीं लगता।
People leave after eating only half their meal, had one lesson and the second is still to be taken. And that he doesn't like it, so but then what can you say?
कोई बात को बड़ा कर दो तो फिर बड़ी हो जाएंगे नहीं, कोई बात नहीं।
But then it doesn't matter, you make something big, it can become a mountain, but no, it's okay, everything's fine.
क्योंकि सारा हमारे ब्रह्मन लाइफ में बैर वाले लोगों को बैर की न्यूज चाहिए, हमको हमारे ब्रह्मन कुलस जो सच्चों की दुनिया स्थापन करने वाले है, सारा दिन रात यही तात लात है।
People outside want the worldly news, but for us Brahmins, day and night we have just this one concern. Yesterday Baba said you are the children of God, and today Baba is saying you are his companions. So if you get a companion who is God himself, then there should be so much intoxication. Daddy is saying, Robin, there's no one else who dances with her like Daddy dances, so you can dance with her. Those whose companion is God Himself, they cannot have any problems in front of them. When there's lots of treasures that you have, then you think about what you're going to give to others, how much you're going to give, because the one who's giving is a bestower. He gives so much, he says, you become a bestower, and then I'll make you into the bestower of blessings. He's a bestower. You just become the bestower too. And so he will then make you into the bestower of fortune and bestower of blessings. So at least nod in agreement. Keep your eyes open. Just be a bestower and see what happens when you give to others. When you're a child, it's fine, but then you're aware of whose child you are, and so you have that intoxication. What happens when you're intoxicated? You forget everything else. All the things of the past finish. Now you have so much intoxication, no one can decrease that intoxication. In other types of intoxication, there's damage. But the intoxication to become Narayan, there's nothing but income in that. It's by earning an income that you become Narayan. You don't become Narayan just like that. But the income is that of truth, because it's the true Narayan that you're becoming. When you become true, there's a lot of income. When you have a little bit of falsehood, you lose a lot. People earn everything through methods of falsehood, and they lose everything in false things. And we earn true things, and we don't lose it, but in fact, by using it in a worthwhile way, it increases. It is the income of truth. Some say, truly, this is my honest earning. Probably 1% of souls saying, truly, this is my true earning that I've earned honestly without cheating or stealing in any way. So it's a fortune that someone has the earning of truth. And Baba's concerned of how we came down. And the Murali Baba is talking about how we came from the pure world to the impure world. So we're remembering how elevated we were, and now we are becoming that. Okay, yes, you had fallen, but now don't talk about the things of Ravan now. Forget that. Let his name and trace be completely finished. First he had a lot of power, but now he's become helpless. So at least give a drop. After all, we have to uplift Ravan also. We have finished his kingdom, so let us make sure that he also is able to go to the land of peace. Ravan doesn't really have a form, but yes, he's shown a very big form of his. And because of this, he's distanced us from God. But now God is in front of us. He is seeing us. We are seeing him with our eyes, and so there's so much intoxication. So Baba says, those poor people are blind, so give them sight. So now what's my purpose? Earlier, Daddy mentioned this point and said, remind me to speak about it. But what Baba is doing today is Daddy's last main class here for a long time now. Because then Daddy goes to Oxford and other places, and then she's off to Guyana. So first, Baba is a businessman. And yes, you've made a deal, you made the contract, but you're still saying, we're still finalizing the contract. Earlier you were thinking of making a deal, making a contract, but it wasn't happening. But now you feel that yes, the deal has happened. It's such a good deal. It's a very cheap deal. It's not expensive. If you don't do this, don't make this deal at this time, you won't be able to claim a high status. Some businessmen who make deals are very sensible, and they feel that I don't want to waste this time. If I lose this contract, if I lose this deal, then they won't be able to make profit. And they forget everything else but just the deal that they have to make. It's such a big deal that I have to make, and I don't want to lose this. Let others do whatever they want to do, but I don't want to let go of this deal. And if I don't do, someone else can do. And so that he had been dancing with herself with this, that yes, she's been given this wisdom by God to make an instant deal. And so I'd like to give this advice to all of you. He is such a businessman. He's asking, have you thought about it? But Baba, there's nothing to think about. Baba said this. Today he's Baba, tomorrow he's means the father, and yesterday he was the father, today he's the companion. Some people say, well, I'm a little bit ill, I have to be a little bit careful. And so that is as well, just make a deal like I have done with God and see how he helps you. He's your companion and he'll put everything right. He is such a true companion. And I don't look at the body, I'm not concerned about it. And Baba said, you don't need to worry about it. I'm looking after you. I'm Baba's baby, and so he's looking after me. So he makes me his baby and makes me move along. In the morning I'm a baby, and during the day I'm his companion. What do you think? It's good this way, isn't it? Such a good, cheap bargain that he's making with you. What does he give us? Truly, we don't have anything, even the little straws that you have, things that are worth nothing. If you have even the slightest waste thought, then the deal is cancelled. Who is my companion? I have such intoxication of the companionship of God. I don't need to think about anything. On the one hand, I do something and the instant result of that is happiness and power. The deal is giving instant happiness. If you haven't experienced this, it's as though you haven't made a deal.
तो प्लीज सोचो मत कि अब बाबा कहते हो ना पर दिल से नहीं कहते हो शक किया भी.
When you make a deal,
अनुभव नहीं है ना,
you receive power, but it's because you haven't got that experience that you're not able to make the deal. My Baba means to say, wah Baba, thanks Baba. Singing praise of Baba, that is your wonder. And then coming to the jewel merchant, the businessman. In Hindi, all these occupations rhyming. The businessman, the jewel merchant, and the magician. So he's doing the business of the diamonds and jewels, not of the shells. In the early days, they used to play with shells. Gambling would take place with shells. They used to play with the shells. So Baba says, even the shells that you have, use those in a worthwhile way. And so those shells have become like diamonds. This temple, Mukri Mata, they've got a temple there. And so now we're building a construction there, and that's in the name of Didi Manmohini. And so the people there not wanting to change the name because it's the name of a temple. But what's the deal that you make? You let go of everything of mine, and so those things change into jewels. Inside, the knowledge that we have, that becomes jewels. We are His children, the royal children, and so we're playing with the jewels. And so when we play with those jewels in this way, it becomes magic. And from one thing, it changes into something completely different. So then you experience the magic in body, mind, wealth, and relationships. The body is okay, the mind is okay. With wealth, you're very happy. Wealth itself says, if I don't come to you, where else will I go? What are you going to do with the wealth? I know you're going to use me in a worthwhile way. Okay, others don't know how to use it in a worthwhile way, so it comes to you where you can use it in a worthwhile way. And relationships, all are my friends. I have love for everyone. And Baba said, have yoga and tell Baba to open someone else's intellect, to have so much love for the family. And you feel, yes, this one still got a gross intellect. And so have remembrance and tell Baba, Baba, open the lock of this one. Baba, give blessings to this one. Baba is merciful. I don't feel that Baba has ever spoken a murli like this before. The things that Baba has spoken in today's murli, sit in remembrance and in a gathering, and there will be the power of the gathering. Daddy goes for a walk in the morning around 5:30, just around the Diamond House. And while she's doing that, she's saying, I'm constantly just dancing these 10 minutes. So now dance in this way and you'll have visions. You'll be able to give visions, and many souls will feel as though it's magic. In the early days, they used to say that there's magic with the Brahma Kumaris. Anyone who goes there becomes converted, and they just stay there. They're not able to go back as they came. But now realize that such magic is going to take place, so that anyone who comes will be totally transformed. There was one brother, Chintiben had mentioned about him earlier. His brother in Guyana, a lawyer, he was in Madhuban just recently, I think in February, and he's received many awards also. But when he came to Madhuban, he had done a little bit of the course there in Guyana. And when he met Dadi for the first time, that he said, I'll give you some time every day. And so he took this really firmly, and every time he would come to Dadi, he would come and sit there. Dadi won't eat her lunch until she's served everyone that's there. And so this brother used to come and sit there, and every day he used to sit and listen to really just the true knowledge, the original knowledge, for about half an hour, 45 minutes. And then he had met Baba with a lot of love, and then he shared a very beautiful experience during the NCO's meeting. Yesterday he had phoned Dadi. He understands Hindi but cannot speak Hindi. I used to speak to him in... He didn't need translation. He was catching the Hindi that Dadi was speaking. And he said, I am that brother of yours. And Dadi says, I've got a brother I like you, and I'm very happy. His name is Rup Narayan, Rup meaning the one whose beauty, Narayan. Why am I sharing this? Because Baba is the business merchant, the jewel merchant, and the magician. And I feel that you're practically going to see such things of magic, and so don't let yourself be left behind. don't move backwards, being caught in your nature. Now I feel that everyone's caught up in their nature, and this is why they're still like very cool. They don't have that fire of wanting to do something. But just as the cool Thakurs means the ones who just do as they're told. They just remain sitting there and don't have that enthusiasm to do anything. But the others are those who are totally intoxicated. They won't feel happy until they dance in happiness. So the other day, Daddy was talking of the three things. We have to become Arjuna, we have to become Mahavir, and also Ganesh. Arjuna, the one who's taken in the whole knowledge of the Gita until the final moment when he becomes the conqueror of attachment and the embodiment of remembrance. And then to become such a Mahavir that you're able to revive those who become unconscious and then bring them, be available for service and sit at the feet of Rama, and also able to lift the mountain. Doesn't matter how big the service is, it's not a big thing. I said victory to Hanuman, and he has the intoxication of the faith that this is God's work, it's not my work, and the Father will do it. So he's able to do it with that intoxication and faith.
So,
when you become, Daddy had been speaking, I think, about this yesterday. When you become Babas, you become light, the burden is removed, you become completely light. I am a soul, a child of God, and so you receive more light. God Himself is light. And you become light. In the golden age, you'll receive the double crown. It's not a big deal, but now Baba's given us the crown of responsibility. But when you're double light, 100% light, Margaret, what do you think? Double light, aren't you? You're not heavy about anything. When you receive the crown of responsibility, you become even lighter. The double crown of the golden age is not a big thing, but Baba is making us double light and giving us the crown of responsibility, but making us double light even more. We had heard Dadiji's message the other day, and then Dadi had said to feed everyone Brahma Bhojan. So of course there'll be bhog tomorrow. During the day there'll be Brahma Bhojan also. Whoever wants to come, tomorrow is the last day that Dadi will be here for some time. So wherever we have, it will be the last class, because then Daddy goes to Oxford. Daddy's made the program in her mind. She'll be here till for the Sindhi class, which is 12:30. So Daddy has sent this invitation with a lot of love, and so Daddy said to Dadiji, yes, I'll feed everyone Brahma Bhojan, and tomorrow it's also Bhog of Jagdish Bhai. Jagdish Bhai used to sit on the balcony also when he was here. It's his Bhog also. Indu's mother also. She was a number one soul in inspiring, in using everything in the worthwhile way. She was running a shop, and she used to come and give the earnings from that to Daddy. She wouldn't be concerned about giving anything to the family, her sons and Sadatai, but instead, and then also Kamal Sundari Daddy.
Kamal Sundari ka sun karke, कहाँ भाई अलका आक्रा में लिखना आक्रा में उसके भाई वगैरह का बिजनेस आक्रा में था अभी मुझे मिले थे वहाँ
कमल सुंदरी दादी's brother and family, their business is in Accra. She was always considered to be a deity.
मम्मा को
She had first invited Mama to her house in Pune, and this is how Pune's service started. So tomorrow bhog of so many people, so everyone is invited for Brahma Bhojan if you can come. You can have your bhojan. I'm going to go after that, and tomorrow evening Mohini Ben will be coming here, and then Friday morning she will give class and then go to Frankfurt. It's the first time that she's going to Germany for 10 days. That is going to go to the Caribbean from Oxford itself. So she's saying, I'm also giving you my own Brahma Bhojan, means bhog for me also, even before leaving. So that is going to Guyana, and then when she comes back, she's going to go back to Oxford for the call of time. And after that, she'll be going again somewhere else. So not much time for a long time. Om Shanti. So that had been talking about defect and weakness. That he had mentioned this briefly at some point. One is weakness, where you don't have that strength, you don't have the power that you'd make effort. And that he was saying, Baba had said about me that he has a lot of zeal and enthusiasm. And so she said, well, that's not a big deal to have zeal and enthusiasm, but no, also recognizing that God is my companion and He is able to do everything. But if you have any weaknesses, you're not able to consider Baba to be your companion, then you don't see success in service or in effort. Consider Baba to be your companion. The weaknesses don't allow you to experience Baba as your companion. But when you use Him as your companion, you'll never feel lonely, you'll never feel ill, and even if you're ill, Baba will look after everything and He'll get the work done. Even if you do fall ill, Baba will look after everything. And you just remain happy that Baba's work is happening. The work's not going to come to a standstill, because my occupation is godly service. And then go deeper inside. There are defects inside. It's these defects that don't allow you to pay attention to becoming complete and perfect. Each one, please go deep inside the self and see this. That is saying, some people tell me what my defects are, but how can I do that when you don't even come in front of me? You don't even think about it yourself, of what are the defects inside you? There's insects sitting inside, so sit in front of Baba and remove those insects. Then you'll feel that, yes, Baba, I want to become complete and perfect. And Baba will say, yes, child, come. Baba will make you very prosperous and say, may you be complete. He'll give you the blessing to become complete.
Om Shanti. Dadi ne abhi announced kiya. Translation ya chasubin. Ki kal Brahma Bhojan Vishesh Dadi ji ne.
Dadi ji just announced that there's Brahma Bhojan in the Madhuban, and so yes, all the centers have also been requested. So how many brothers and sisters who would be able to come, and be nice to have numbers. So if you think you're going to be coming, then please raise your hands. Those who would be here for Brahma Bhojan, 12:30 bhog would be offered.
How many brothers and sisters will be here tomorrow for Brahma Bhojan? Because we'd like to know the numbers. Hansa Ben? Dekha? Okay.
birds of God's love fly into the blue skies. Let the Ganges of love flow in the world. Let everyone experience God's love. You've looked after your mind in such a way that your life itself has become so beautiful. Wherever my eyes look, they only see you. Let everyone receive His support. Let everyone experience God's love. Birds of God's love fly into the blue skies. Your form is so unique. You are the lake of knowledge for everyone, so that the darkness of ignorance can be dispelled. Just as I called out to you, everyone else also called out. Let us experience God's love. Let the Ganges of love flow in the world. Let everyone experience God's love. Om Shanti.